Prince Township Mayor Ken Lamming and council members are now taking steps to conduct a professional search for a new municipal administrator, a release states. The move comes after the sudden March 16 termination of Mary Lynn Duguay from the Sao Post. Council has engaged the services of Expertise for Municipalities, E4M. Described as a multifunctional agency comprised of a team of municipal experts with seasoned experience in internal and external community operations in the search process. The process began April 13, 2022 with advertising in major municipal industry publications. We are excited as a council to have moved forward with this very important initiative to find the right person for this role that is both experienced and committed to Prince Township, stated Mayor Ken Lamming. We have great confidence in the approach that E4 Meters is undertaking to ensure we find an experienced professional that will lead the administrative and procedural process of the township, while allowing council to focus on governance-related matters, said Prince Township Councillor Enzo Palumbo. E4M has proposed a registration of interested candidates and the use of an expression of interest process to ensure experience and commitment. The search will continue through the end of April 2022 with reviews of the applicants and interviews into the month of May. Prince Township Council has also stated that it will wait for the appointment of the full-time municipal administrator before asking for a full assessment and report of pay parity, comparing Prince Township to communities of similar size, to make an informed decision on potential pay adjustments for existing staff members. Council has allocated funds for this matter in a reserve account, the release states. To participate in the municipal administrator recruitment process, all interested parties must register by emailing full name, address and contact information by 12 p.m. Friday, April 22, 2022. Applicants will then receive the EOI forms Friday, April 22 at 4 p.m. to review and prepare for submission by end of day April 29, 2022. E4M was established in 2017. The group says it gives back 20% of what it invoices. We do this by hosting events, subsidizing training for council and or staff, subsidizing council term plans, drafting appropriate policy, and helping councils consider, reconsider service delivery best practices, the release states.